Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and peace and blessings, family. I want to welcome you to our second episode of Orgasmic Life Radio Presents Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. I am Bonnie. I am your sexual awareness wellness coach and host for tonight's show, where tonight I'm going to be interviewing my guest, Nicole Brentley. I'll be getting more into what Nicole does, but Nicole, I met this beautiful sister last year, a few months ago, and for the family that doesn't know, I am a licensed massage therapist, and I went to get my certification to become a fertility massage specialist. So I walk into this room, I'm traveling, it's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, so I'm coming from Maryland, and I'm on the road for like 8 hours, and this was after it was a flood in North Carolina, and I was detoured, and it was just like, oh, stress. And I get into this workshop, and I lay eyes on this beautiful soul, Nicole, and that's where I met this beautiful sister. She was the only sister. Well, we all are sisters, but she was the only sister in the workshop, and it was definitely a familiarity, a kindred spirit when we met. So I have the honor of having her here on my show tonight on the second episode of Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. So tonight we're going to be talking about the womb and the womb power. I call it yoni love. So we're going to get all into the mix of what the womb is, how powerful the womb is, and regardless if you have a physical womb or if it has been removed via through surgical removal, through hysterectomy, you know, it still occupies the space of creativity. So we're going to get into this. But first, I'll tell you a little bit about my guest this evening. So Nicole, she's a native New Yorker from Harlem. That was my New Yorker. She's a native New Yorker from Harlem, and she currently resides in Charlotte, North Carolina. She is the wife, mother, entrepreneur, therapist, and lover of all things natural. Nicole has a master's degree in social work and has practiced as a psychotherapist with children and families. Nicole's passion is to inspire others to help people realize their true purpose and potential in all areas of their life. Also is passionate for health and nutrition, natural and organic products, wealth and money management. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of passion, we're going to get into talking about her as educating women about their vaginal health. She believes that this topic is often taboo, and yes, it is often taboo, and this is one of the reasons why I knew Nicole having you on the show would be right in line with what we're talking about, because, you know, we just have adult, honest, raw conversation about things that are considered taboo, but things that we need to talk about. And so she discusses that too many women are sitting in silence and suffering, and isn't that the truth? And as a result of her passion, she has found her company, Fresh. And I'm going to let you get into what Fresh is and just like what inspired you to come up with the name. So Fresh is an acronym. And so without further ado, I want to present to you my lovely, special, special Sister Frank guest tonight, Nicole Brentley. Welcome, sis, to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. Thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I want to say hello to everyone. And like Bonnie just said, the name of my company is Fresh, and it stands for Feminine Restoration, Education, and Solutions for Women's Health. So I came up with that name masterminding with a group of friends. We had just been let go from one business, and we were kind of having a conversation of moving on and, you know, what that would look like. And we were actually talking about doing a joint venture at first. And that's where I came up with the mission. And this was like 2 years before Fresh even got kicked off. And so that's how, you know, God works. So I was like, oh, this mission is not really, you know, useful for now. I think we'll move forward with this. But that's how I came up with my mission. And then I was just masterminding one day, and I was trying to figure out when you think of the vagina, like, what's something that you think of? And one of my girlfriends called out something. She was like, well, you know, you want to be fresh. And I was like, I like that. And so I just played around with acronyms, and then I was like, wow, I think this one is it. I like Feminine Restoration, Education, and Solutions for Women's Health. And so that's how we came up with the name. And I primarily work with women who want to reverse their fibroids, their endometriosis, their polycystic ovarian syndrome, also known as PCOS, or their infertility. Take the option of hysterectomy off of the table, because it's not the only option, and other surgeries. Mm-hmm. Address their emotional issues at the root to truly, truly release and heal.
Right. So I see, I'll do something to the family, that you have a background in social work. So mm-hmm. with you having a master's in social work, what inspired you to do this type of work?
Okay, so my first product inspired me to do this type of work, and I have to tell you the story. So I was released from my work, my job, when I was 3 months pregnant with my son. And in hindsight, you know, it needed to happen that way. I was devastated at the time, but it needed to happen that way. I was really sick throughout the entire 9 months and, you know, needed to rest. And I was being proactive with packing my hospital bag like well in advance, way ahead of time. And there was a lady in Cary, North Carolina that made, I found her on Google maybe a year and a half before, and her soap was the only thing that I could use on my vagina that did not break me out. So it was like a chemical detergent-free bar. And I placed the order for 6 bars. I was like, you know, let me just order a big order. I won't have to order for a while. And she sent my money back. And she sent me an email, and she was like, I'm no longer making the soap, and I'm not sure that I ever will. So in the moment, I was, like, devastated. Like, what the heck am I going to do? Like, this is the only thing that I can use. And I clearly heard Spirit say, make it yourself. And I was resistant in the beginning because I'm like, make this myself. Like, I'm going to have a newborn. I'm going to be nursing. You know, like, this is your vagina. I have to make sure I'm not putting anything crazy in this soap. So I did a lot of research, talked to chemists, soap makers, just did a lot of research. But in my research, I came into an overwhelming amount of womb knowledge, womb information, and I was blown away by it. Like, it was a lot of stuff that I didn't know, and I was like, nobody's talking about this. So, and, you know, it resonated so deeply with me, and so I tried to walk away from it like, Nicole, you are a psychotherapist. Deal with your children and families. Like, that is what you do. Who are you to tell women? This is my negative chatter, okay? Who are you to tell women how to take care of their vaginas? And so I took a baby step. I did what was comfortable for me with the negative chatter that I had going on, and that was create a Facebook group, which is still alive today. And I just began to share with the women that joined that group, because at first it was just my friends, and they began to add their friends, and those friends added more friends. And the next thing you know, we had like a fully functioning group with participants, and people talked all day, every day within the group. And I would just share with them things that I was learning. And I was like, did you ever know about this? What are your thoughts on this? And after about a month or so, I started having people inboxing me and saying, oh, my God, thank you for this safe space. Thank you for this non-judgmental space. Thank you for this information that you're sharing. I've never heard of this, or I've never heard of that. I'm glad nothing is off topic. I mean, we talk about everything in there. And so that baby step led me to people being open and that were like, wow, this is exactly what I needed. And that built my confidence. So shortly after beginning that journey and beginning to educate women on their womb health and wellness, my son's godmother and friend, my sister friend, introduced me to someone named Tema Aziz Tawa of the Womb Sauna. She was like, have you ever heard of this womb sauna thing, you know, vaginal steaming? And I'm like, I've never heard of it. So she had an interview that night on somebody's show. And so I listened to the show, immediately felt a connection, and was like, I have to reach out to this sister. And I did. And I applied for the program. I got in and I became certified because it lined up with it, exactly what it was that I was doing. But my bar of soap is how I came into this information. And it resonated so deeply with me that I felt like I couldn't turn away. So I went from being a child and family therapist to now being affectionately called the womb therapist.
So with your soap, because you did all this research, so what is exactly in your soap as opposed to the things that are in the soap that are in the feminine hygiene aisle, you know? So what's different?
Right, those are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those commercial brands are highly toxic. Chemical laden. And so my soap is a shea butter base. So if you're allergic to shea butter, it wouldn't be an option for you, but I do have an alternative to people who reach out to me. I can change the base. But it's a shea butter base to include golden seal, lavender, carrot seed oil, and calendula. And so I researched those herbs and those ingredients and learned of the properties, and I just thought this is a perfect fit. I called up some chemists, spoke to soap makers, and they're like, absolutely, that's fine, you know. And so what I did was I tested it on myself, but I also tested it on my close family and friends, and I got rave reviews, and they're like, you have to sell this. And I'm like, well, I really only created it for myself. And they're like, Nicole, no, like, I'm going to need to order this from you because it lathers excellently. I feel good. I smell fresh. Like, I love this soap. And so that's usually the review that we get, is people love it. They're like, I've never had anything like it. I even have a testimonial out on the website under the soap where a lady said that she had some kind of disorder going on where it caused itching and all kinds of things to happen for her. And she said she could not use anything. This was the first thing that she could use that was mild enough that it did not break her out. And she actually reversed whatever it was she had going on.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, I just caught something on TV. I was over at my mom's house. And Steve Harvey has a new show that he's hosting. Something like Future Dome or Thunderdome. Something along the lines where people come on the show and they pitch an idea and the crowd picks who the money is going to be funded. So there was a sister on there that was actually pitching her soap, her vaginal soap, and she won. The opposing, because you're competing against two different companies that are trying to get their product out. And girl, the opposing team was like, my girlfriend needs this. Like, I'm voting for you. Like, I would vote for you too. So it's, you know, it's an awakening happening where people are becoming, both men and women are becoming more conscious of what they're putting on their body and how these toxins that we talked about, how they have an adverse effect on our body. Mm-hmm. And so with the soap, so you have another product that I would like for you to talk about, and these are your cloth pads. So mm-hmm. how did you come into making the pads, and, you know, and how do they work? Because when you think about cloth pads, it's like, okay, like, am I going to be soaking in my blood? And
right. People are either like, okay, this is cool, I'll try it, it's different. Or they're like, no, this is way too different, I bleed too heavy, I'm going to soak right through this, and I'm not trying it. They're just not willing. But, yeah, I was introduced to cloth underwear by a friend.
Okay.
And so I tried it, and the panties didn't fit to size, so I ended up cutting the panty part out, and I just used the menstrual pad part as a pad. Like, I, you know, wore it in my underwear like you would wear a pad. And
okay.
My cycle went from 7 days down to 4 days. And I
what?
Was like, whoa, we are on to something here.
Hold on.
So I was like,
Paul, you said from 7 days to four? And this is just switching.
Just by switching. And I'm actually now down to three. I've been using them for
okay.
over 3 years now. But, yeah, that is one of the benefits of wearing a cloth pad. And that pad was different from mine. It didn't have the waterproof layer. It was just all fleece. So I had to make sure that, you know, when the clock struck four, this was your fourth hour, you need to be in the bathroom changing it because you're probably going to see your blood beginning to come through the other side. My pads are not like that. My pads actually have a cloth layer. So we started with seamstresses, and now we're at the phase of manufacture. I have a local manufacturer in North Carolina. They don't live in Charlotte, but they're close to where I am, driving-wise. But it was a process from where we started to where we are now, a little over a year, but I'm grateful. So the benefits of cloth pads are that you have shorter, lighter cycles. Women report that they have a more pleasant experience during their menstrual cycle. I know one thing for me was the first 2 days I used to be bent over cramping so bad that I'm like, I can't function. And I, you know, in order to function, I would have to take Motrin to get through the day to relieve the inflammation and kind of make the cramps go away. So it helps with eliminating
right.
cramps. Most people report back that they don't have cramps. And I tell people to be very mindful of what they're eating when they're on their menstrual cycle, because I know for myself, if I take in dairy or dairy is in something that I didn't know it was in, I will feel cramps
mm-hmm.
begin to come on, very mild, nothing that I have to take medication for. But your food could also be causing the cramps once you've made the switch and you're still getting cramps. Because traditional pads, the chemicals in the pad actually make you have cramps, especially if you have something else going on in the body like endometriosis,
mm-hmm.
which is already, you know, something that has you in pain. But, yeah, so they're
okay.
chemical-free. You're not flooding your bloodstream with chemicals. You eliminate the cramps. You decrease, and for some women, they've completely eliminated the odor that they get because the moisture from the plastic makes you sweat, mixed with your blood, mixed with the chemicals, gives off that odor that some people refer to as their period odor. And that is eliminated when you make the switch to cloth, because this is more breathable material and there's no plastic drawing moisture. It's excellent for women who have womb imbalances such as fibroids, PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, endometriosis, and infertility, especially infertility, because usually with infertility, it's the toxicity built up in the body. That's one of the reasons why many women have, you know, several miscarriages or they fail to get pregnant at all. But with fibroids, PCOS, and endometriosis, your hormones are already off balance. So when you continue to flood your bloodstream month after month and disrupt your endocrine system, it's no way for your body to recover from that as long as you're putting those toxins in your body. So it's especially great if you have that going on. No leaks. It's a waterproof layer at the very bottom, and that doesn't allow for your blood to come through to the other side. So if you leak, which most people have not reported leakage, it's because the pad was left on too long or they were wearing it on the wrong side. So, and then you save money. They're washable, reusable. I'm wearing some of my same pads from 3 years ago because they last, you know, that long, and they feel like you're just wearing underwear. You know, there's no noise. They're very comfortable. And a lot of women just say, it's just an experience. I can't describe it. It's just an experience. I feel like I'm sitting, my sacred seat of creation on a throne. It's just an experience. So,
yeah.
Who doesn't want short of like lighter cycles
experience.
With a pleasant experience? Exactly. So yeah, that is what our cloth pads are. And some people aren't pad people. So if you're not a pad person, get a menstrual cup. Use an organic sea sponge if you're a tampon kind of a person. But I honestly want to say to people who wear tampons, like, they are the worst. And that's because they sit up against the thinnest tissue, which is your vagina, and they flood your bloodstream from the moment that you put them on there. And so they're like, well, I have to wear a super and I have to wear a pad. Well, it's because all of the chemicals that you're flooding your body with, and your body's trying to detox immediately. So there's chemicals in there that make you bleed heavier, especially if the material is not organic. Depending on how the cotton is farmed, you can have pesticides, you know, in your pads or tampons, and the tampons truly plug the flow. It doesn't allow for you to flow. So, pesticide residues are in there, and just fragrance, chemicals, just different things that are not healthy for the body and cause women to bleed heavier. And so when people say, I can't try those, I have a heavy flow, I'm like, you're the one that needs to make the switch, because this is going to, my sister, prime example, she was bleeding 8 to 10 days. She does not have fibroids. She didn't have a womb imbalance that was causing her to bleed that heavy and that long. It truly was her allergic reaction to the chemicals. And when she made the switch on her first round of using the pads exclusively, she went from 10 days to 5. It cut it in half completely, first round. And when I spoke to her recently, she told me she's a 3 to 4 day bleeder now just from making the switch.
And so you mentioned – allergic reaction. So you're saying that when our periods are extended these days and days, you know, from 4 to 7 days, and the heavy bleeding and the cramps, this is actually an allergic reaction that women are having?
Right. They can experience, because of what we're exposed to, we're exposing ourselves to cancer. We're exposing ourselves to reproductive harm. We're exposing ourselves to hormone disruption. And when I say allergic reaction, what I'm saying is some women actually break out on their vulva, or some women experience pain on their vulva. And they're like, all of a sudden I put the pad on. And I've had two friends call me and say, I didn't even know I was experiencing an allergic reaction until I made the switch. When I would put on a regular pad, my vagina would ache. It would be in so much pain. And I just thought that was normal. And when I made the switch to cloth, there's no aching. So they were experiencing an allergic reaction in the form of throbbing and aching. Some women actually have a physical rash where their vulva will break out in little knots.
Wow. This is some amazing information. And when I put the call out, I put, if you have a wound, if you came from one, if you know somebody who has one, like, you want to listen to this. Because there are a lot of women out here that don't know this information, and then you have young girls coming to the menses, and they you know, they look at it like, oh, you know, my period. And, I mean, women our age just dread that time of the month because it's agonizing, it's painful, it's traumatic.
When you're going over it.
Yeah. And we don't have this type of conversation. We just own it and just think it's just it's the norm, and this is we're just supposed to deal with it. And you know,
that's what we do.
That we do with women. Yes, exactly. Suffering in silence. So Nicole, we're gonna continue the conversation. We're gonna go into a short break, but when we come back, I want us to get deeper into the conversation of the womb. And we're going to get into the energy in which you represent and how there essentially is a war of the wounds with all these products that they put out here and surgical procedures that are happening with women with the removal of our wounds and with the cutting and slicing of them. You know, you would think it was an all-out war. And so I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to have a conversation about that. And getting more to telling the audience of what the womb sauna is. So, again, you are listening to Let's Talk Love Nutrition. I am Vondria, your host, and tonight my guest is Nicole Brantley. We will be right back.
If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move, it's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south, up north getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above. Regardless, yeah. It's all. Of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You showed. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you, gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
Hello, family, peace, and blessings. I want to welcome you back to Orgasmic Life Radio presents Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. I'm your host, Bonnie, and I want to welcome you back with my ghost, Nicole Brantley. She is the founder of I Love Being Fresh, which stands for Feminine Restoration Education and Solutions for Women's Health. Nicole is a wound care practitioner and educator, and she is affectionately known as the womb therapist. Welcome back, Nicole.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Nicole, before our break, we were talking about how with on our menstrual cycles, how women are undergoing these allergic reactions. And, you know, you look on TV and you see the commercials with, you know, I remember what SDS, that was one of them, Summer's Eve. And, you know, you see women playing sports or running, and then you see flowers just coming out of nowhere. You know, just like the yoni is supposed to smell like a petunia, you know?
Right, well, right.
Right. And so we have these
subliminal messages
of and mixed messages, yes, misrepresentation of how our body's supposed to feel, how they're supposed to smell, and how they're supposed to react. So I was talking about this war. Queen of Four, you're familiar with Queen of Four, right?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So in her book, Overcoming an Angry Vagina, she talks about things that create tumors. And you mentioned, mm-hmm. like, with dairy, so things like cheese and milk and butter and ice cream and even yogurt, because yogurt is looked at as something that's healthy and that it helps with
mm-hmm.
keeping our pH balanced and things like that. But with the conversation you don't have about yogurt is that dairy is very clogging, and a lot of yogurt has a lot of sugar in it, and sugar has
mm-hmm.
an adverse effect on our reproductive area. So with
mm-hmm.
the tumor, you know, the tumors are fed with protein, animal proteins, and fried foods and junk foods, and lack of motion, like all these things. And
mm-hmm.
that shows up a lot in our life, right? Because we got commercials everywhere that promoting
mm-hmm.
heavy, you know, heavy eating, junk food, dairy is everywhere. You know, you got soda, sugar, and everything, and you know, so you don't have things that are promoting natural, organic living and lifestyle. So as a result,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have these sickened, diseased people and wombs, and you know, we all, as I mentioned, we all are testaments of the womb. We came from the womb. So why do you think
mm.
that we have this going on in our society?
I'm going to be all the way honest with you. I just think it's modern-day genocide.
Yeah.
I just think it's
mm-hmm.
modern-day genocide. I believe because most women are so disconnected from their womb, you know, it's like we all come from one, but it's the least known part of ourselves. And I just think it's done because it's the place that holds the greatest power that a woman possesses. And if we really, truly walked in our power, can you imagine?
Yes.
I think that's what it is. I think it's just modern day genocide, to be quite honest. And because we're not educated, as a result, we can't make informed decisions for our bodies. And we look to our
mm-hmm.
doctors to treat us and heal us, but doctors are not in the business of healing or curing. They're
right.
in the business of treating. And so they're going to give you something that's a Band-Aid, but never going to address the root cause of your issue. So that's part of my mission, is to educate women about chemicals so that they can make informed decisions for their bodies, because the doctor says hysterectomy, and guess what? They plan to get one. They don't research, they don't read, they don't see what any natural alternatives are out there. They just go with what
mm-hmm.
the doctor says. I can't tell you how many women I've met that if they haven't had a hysterectomy, they're scheduled for one, and they don't even think twice about it. And I honestly approach my treatment in a slightly different way than Queen of Fua does, because she comes more from a nutrition standpoint, which I think is huge. It's very important. She's a pioneer, and I respect her work. I just approach my work from an emotional standpoint. And the reason why I do that is because after seeing so many women with fibroids and other things, but I'm going to you know, keep it to fibroids, who had myomectomies, who had some kind of surgery to remove the fibroids, and boom, they're back. And within 2 months or 10 months or a year, energetically, they haven't dealt with their root cause. And so for fibroids, that's nursing a hurt from a partner or a blow to your feminine ego. I truly believe that disease starts energetically. And so when those emotions go unaddressed for so long, you see the physical manifestation of that emotion, in this case, in the form of a fibroid. And so once the fibroids are created, no doubt, let thy food be thy medicine. So I know women who were vegans, had fibroids, couldn't get rid of them, you know, had a surgery, they came back and they're like, but why are they back? Why did they come back? But they weren't dealing with their emotional baggage. And that's how I approach all of my treatment. We first need to understand what's going on emotionally so you can release it and replace it with something positive, you know, let it go. And that's when I see women truly, truly heal. I believe it's mind, body, spirit, but I believe that emotional part is huge, because once you see the fibroids manifest, if you're eating the dairy and the meat and the sugar, yes, they grow, they feed them. But the thing that created them in the first place was the emotions going unaddressed.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned your treatment. And so tell the family, what is a womb sauna? Because are you talking about the womb sauna treatment, right? When people come to see you.
That's one tool. Mm-hmm. I do have, when people are not near me, we can still do a womb consult. And then I have them do things in their, you know, in their own time with herbs, whether that's drinking them, you know, in the form of tea, but I still help them get some kind of herbs in their body, usually supplements and things like that. But, you know, breathing and releasing over a Skype session is possible. But my number one tool is vaginal steaming. And I am a certified womb sauna practitioner specializing in their method of vaginal steaming. And we have a 12-step method. So womb steaming is not anything new. It's age-old, ancient practice that's been around for thousands of years, that has stood the test of time. I'm talking African cultures, Mayan cultures, all kinds of Latin cultures. That's what they reverted to when there was illness in the body. They smoked wombs. They did wrappings. They did all kinds of stuff. And so this is just a modern form of that. So it's medicinal herbal steam treatment where you sit over a pot of herbs that are unique to whatever you have going on. So I have a signature fibroid blend, a signature PCOS blend. If you're dealing with infertility, I look more towards herbs that are going to cleanse the blood. And so you sit over this open seat with these herbs steeping beneath you. You get a great squat and you're covered from your neck to your feet. So you get a full body sweat. You're releasing toxins at a cellular level. So you're removing stagnant energy. You're increasing circulation. It thins the mucus. And you just release any unnecessary buildup in the reproductive space, and it allows for your uterus to be toned and truly for your reproductive organs to function optimally. And it is a 60-minute service. And that's my number one service, because as you're getting the medicinal properties into your bloodstream, you're also getting therapy. You're also releasing energetic blocks and releasing on an emotional level. And that is like level up on therapy. Like, people are like, wow, this is next level therapy. So it's very, very effective. I actually have two babies on the way to clients who have PCOS, and they were told that they would not have babies, or they would have to have them through IVF. And two babies are on the way. And one of them, that mommy got pregnant in less than 30 days. She had to cancel her second appointment. But she released a lot of emotional baggage, a lot of emotional baggage. She was holding on to things that weren't hers. And I was like, we're releasing that. What are we replacing it with? We're releasing that. What are you going to replace it with? And so she had to replace things with unconditional love and self-love and forgiveness and just let all of that stuff go that was not serving her. And yeah. her desire, because when you sit on the pot, you have to come with an intention, and her intention was to get pregnant. She had been trying with her husband for several months with no luck, and less than 30 days. So it works.
Amazing. Amazing. And so you're also finding that women that will come to you with fibroids and endo, they're seeing great results with your treatments. And,
yes.
And how many treatments do you normally do or recommend for someone, or does it depend exactly?
It really depends
on
their
how far. Oh.
Yes, it really depends on their situation. If we're dealing with big fibroids or if we're dealing with a lot of fibroids, we're going to be more aggressive with treatment and try to see that person weekly or a couple of times a week if they can afford that.
Okay.
And usually a minimum of 9 to 10 sessions. But prior to starting the treatment, I have them go and get an ultrasound, get the fibroids measured, understand their location, where they are in the uterus. Are they on the inside? Are they on the outside? Are they in the front of the uterus or the back of the uterus? Because that determines what else I'm going to tell them. Fibroids in the front of your uterus, then I'm going to recommend that in between treatments you do castor oil packs. Castor oil
okay.
penetrates 6 inches deep, and it really helps with healing faster. I also get herbs from a master herbalist, and it's a womb cleanse, and it strictly has herbs that focus strictly to flush the womb space, and that's a 20-day cleanse, and it's intense, but it helps with shrinking and eliminating and melting away fibroids. So depending on what that person has going on, that's how we'll determine the amount of sessions. But we also, like when women don't have anything going on, I also recommend that people come once a quarter just to remove the toxicity from your body, because it's in everything, Bonnie. Like, it's in our toothpaste, our deodorant, our shampoo. You know, we have stuff in our kitchen. The pots that we use that are nonstick, those give off a gas. You know, we live in the city. We're around cars all the time. We're breathing in the smog. There's chlorine in our toilet paper, in our paper products. I mean, we're surrounded by toxicity. We can't avoid it. And so it's great practice just to steam at least once a quarter just to keep your body as toxin-free as possible. And then if people eat meat, there's chemicals and hormones and, you know, just different things in the meat that we eat and the dairy, depending on what kind of dairy it is. And so it's just best practice, especially for my ladies who are makeup wearers. Makeup has tons of chemicals. There's lead in lipstick.
Oh.
I mean, I could go on for days about I actually have a workshop that I do a couple of times throughout the year where I'm breaking down all of the chemicals, what they are, you know, what they're in. Dry cleaning. I was like blown away by dry cleaning and how toxic dry cleaning is. I'm like, really? So,
yeah,
you know, in doing research.
Signs. Yeah. And you see signs that say organic dry cleaning. Because at first I'm like, well, why does it need to be organic? And like you said, you know, there are so many chemicals that just go into our laundry, our dry cleaning.
Oh my God, that is huge. I've seen results from people just from making the switch to a natural washing powder. Tide and Gain and even All Free, they scale high on the chemical scale. So all the listeners out there, E as in Edward, WG.org, which stands for Environmental Working Group.org. If you go to that website, you can plug in anything that you use, and it will tell you the chemical makeup of a thing. If it has high toxicity for your reproductive and your developmental disorders, like all of that information is out there. I just did a live the other day where I was talking. I was reading a book that, you know, from a highly reputable person in this industry. And even in her book, she says, you know, use boric acid if you have a yeast infection. Well, boric acid is poison. It rates an F, okay, on the chemical scale. And for what reasons? Developmental and reproductive issues, high concern. I mean, it was a high concern. And yet we're telling women that have a yeast infection, boric acid, boric acid, boric acid. And these women are doing this without thinking twice. and it's very harmful to the reproductive system. So, you know, miscarriages at an all-time high, you know, no wonder. Cervical cancer at an all-time high, like we're flooding our womb space with chemicals and we don't even know it. We don't even know it.
Because it's an opening, it's an orphan. And so we're sleeping, we're applying these things, and it's just a direct opening. And then another thing with talking about nutrition is that our digestive system sits on top of our reproductive system. So you must believe when you're constipated and when you're eating, you know, these heavy foods, you're weighing down on your pelvic floor, and these and the toxins, literally like your shit, is seeping into into your reproductive system, into your reproductive organs.
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. And I want to recap something from the last segment. I was recently reading a book, and my intern pointed it out to me. She's like, did you know that how harmful tampons are? And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, what did you read? And so reading in this book, they were saying they did a study with dioxin, and I didn't talk about that, but that's the residue that's left behind from the bleaching process of tampons and pads. And so it's a carcinogen, which is is cancer causing, excuse me. And so this study in this article said that 80% of the monkeys exposed to dioxin developed endometriosis. So
what?
When you do research, you know, in just in general, go Google it. They'll tell you that they don't know what causes endometriosis. And the endometriosis community, you will hear them say a lot, help us find the cure. We don't have a cure.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that until I've met several women who actually reversed their endometriosis. And one of them was by herbs. She was very young. She was 19 at the time. And they heard, you know, hysterectomy. And she's like, no way. I'm 19. I want to be married and I want a family. There's no way that I'm doing that.
Right.
And so she ended up meeting somebody that helped her dispose her fibroids and her endometriosis from her body in 90 days, literally fell in her toilet one morning in the middle of the night. Disposed of it. And what she did was she took those herbal tinctures, but she changed her diet. She went completely vegan, plant-based whole food diet, no meat, no dairy, no sugar, you know, only water to flush her system out, a certain amount of water every day, and she rid her body of the disease. I believe it's Tamara, either Tia or Tamara, whichever sister has endometriosis. And she recently released a book. Forgive me, I don't know the title of it, but if you Google it, it'll pop up. But she talked about how she relieved her endometriosis symptoms. And what she did was she changed her diet. She noticed that when she went towards a more anti-inflammatory diet, which is a mostly vegan, plant-based, whole food diet, her symptoms went away. They cleared up. Endometriosis usually goes undiagnosed, they say, for like 10 years. The doctors just misdiagnose it. They call it everything else except for what it is. And a lot of the time people get a fibromyalgia diagnosis because they're in so much pain with endometriosis that it goes misdiagnosed for the most part. But their body is inflamed. And a lot of people are not willing to let go of their ice cream, their cheese. And I'm like, well, how are you going to heal, baby? You got to let that stuff go.
Like your
body can't heal.
How bad do you want it?
And that's a question that I ask oftentimes, because if you're not serious and you're not going to commit, I don't want you to waste my time, and I definitely don't want to waste yours. And it's not to sound harsh, but it's to make room for the person who actually wants to heal, who's actually committed and invested and is willing to heal their body themselves, because they know their power. They know how powerful they are.
We're going to have you back on the show, because you're giving a lot of information. And we're coming up to the top of the hour, but I wanted you to also share with the family. I saw something on your Instagram, and it is the Love and Peace Party. And so can you tell us about what the Love and Peace Party is about?
Yes, the Peace and Love Party that I did this past weekend. I have a friend who has an herbal tea shop, and she sells Bulk Apothecary. She has Peace and Love Parties, and it's usually centered around self-care and loving on the self. So we had been going back and forth forever, like, we need to do a womb edition, we need to do a womb edition, and we finally did it. So what I wanted to do was have like a group circle, a sacred circle, but with women on the pot, you know, doing a vaginal steam as we did this, the sacred circle. And it was absolutely phenomenal. It was phenomenal. So that's what the peace and love parties are, just bringing awareness to yourself, to your body. And we just went deep in on the sacral chakra, crystals you could use or wear on you, foods, you know, and just talked about the different energy centers as it relates to the chakras throughout the body. And I heard women out. I wanted them to give me an intention, one, but I wanted them to tell me one thing that they were releasing. And so I couldn't go as deep as I go on a one-on-one session, but it was still very powerful and very healing, because there's healing in groups. You know, when you hear somebody else going through something, you're like, oh, I thought I was the only one going through that. And so it was a very powerful and healing circle. And we all sewed into each other in some form. And it was just powerful, powerful. So that's what a peace and love party is.
That's beautiful. I wanted to I meant to ask you this question here before, and just getting on the pot, can women that no longer have a womb, that physical womb that have had hysterectomies, can they get on the pot? And do you have clients currently?
I actually have steamed women who have had hysterectomies, and the reason why is because they still hold on to things energetically, even though the physical womb is removed or the uterus is removed, they still have an energetic womb, and so they still store energy just like anyone else. And some women don't get a complete hysterectomy, so they have their ovaries, and they'll say that they have achy ovaries. You know, they'll feel that their ovaries are throbbing, and it's just because of energy vibrating in that space of things that they're holding on to. So you absolutely can get a vaginal steam if you've had a hysterectomy. And I also like to say to the women who've had hysterectomies, don't beat up on yourself. You made the best decision that you knew to make at the capacity that you were at with the information that you had. And so you did the best that you could with what you had at that time. And you still have an energetic womb. It does not make you any less than a woman. You can still hone that power and walk in it.
Ashe. Thank you.
Ashe.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And so for those of us that can't get to Charlotte, North Carolina, where you're at, do you have any suggestions of things that we can do for reproductive health, that, you know, we don't want to take the pills and we don't want surgery to be the only thing that's on the table? Can you give us some suggestions?
Absolutely. So number one, I would say address your issue at the root. You know, seek professional help, seek counselors, seek people, metaphysical teachers that can assist you with addressing your issues at the root. I can do that for you via the phone. Another thing is remove the toxicity from your environment. So begin to do the research and the reading. And I share that with all of my paid clients. I have resources that I give them and say, hey, go read this and remove the things that you know that you have in your house that you need to live without. So removing toxicity is huge. And get a womb sauna quarterly. You don't have to be in Charlotte. We have sister practitioners all over the world. So you can actually go to the Womb Sauna's website and look in their practitioner directory and plug in your zip code, and it'll show you the practitioner that's closest to you. So I do have Womb Sauna practitioner sisters out there that can help you as well as I can. So get a womb sauna session quarterly, remove those toxins from your body, and release those energetic blocks. Go to workshops, watch webinars, just get in the know, get informed about your body so that you can make decisions. Follow master herbalists. They'll always be able to shed light on herbs that you can either, you know, put in your smoothies, put it in a tincture form, take on a daily basis to keep your body healthy. And listen to shows like this and just make sure that you're nourishing yourself with the best. Those would be the suggestions that I have.
Thank you. Thank you. And then, of course, please let the audience know, how can we get in contact with you, get your stove and get the pads? And for those that are in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, how can they reach out to you.
Okay. I would suggest that everyone listening follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope, and my handle is at WombTherapist. My website is ilovebeingfresh.com. You can email me at info@ilovebeingfresh.com or the good old-fashioned phone. You can call me up at 980-428-6109. And I just want to briefly close out by just saying, take care of your body so that it can take care of you. And for those of you who may have questions about cloth pads, I want to let you know that anybody can use them. It's not just for women who are on their menstrual cycle. I do have an influx of women with urinary incontinence issues, which is the loss of bladder control, so leaking of your urine after you've sneezed, coughed, or laughed. Those people are beginning to wear our cloth pads or our panty liners. The everyday liner, panty liner wearer, you definitely can benefit from this, because when you wear a panty liner every day and it's toxic and it has pesticides in it because of the way the cotton is farmed, you're putting toxins in your body every single day, not just on that week that you're having a cycle. And women who work out love the pads or the panty liners because it absorbs the sweat in their crotch area and they don't have to worry about that. Everybody else seeing that in the gym. So I have women who specifically ask for our pads for that. And of course, the everyday woman who still gets their cycle and wants to wear it during that time, and who has a heavy cycle that wants to lighten it up. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that briefly, because I don't want people to think it's only for people who are menstruating, because it's not.
Oh, share your website.
Again, that website is www.ilovebeingfresh.com. And so you can see, you know, what we're about. There's some blog posts out there. I have a campaign going on currently. It's called Ditch the Disposables. And it's to get 1,000 women in cloth pads by the end of the year. And I cannot do that on my own. So I definitely need everyone spreading the word, whether you're a brand ambassador and you get a discount for spreading the word, whether you're part of the referral program, for every 3 people that you refer, you get a percentage off of your services, or whether you become an affiliate and you sell the pads in your establishment if you're a fit. So definitely help me get the word out with getting 1,000 women in cloth. And there's perks to that. That's also a tab on the website that you can read more information about. But I really want women to be able to take the option of hysterectomy off of the table and other surgeries, because it's not always the answer.
Yes, 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 yes. And I'm going to have a link on the website, on the lovesexandnutrition.com website, that links people to you and to your product as well. And so do you have any upcoming workshops or events that you're going to be doing in the upcoming months?
I do. If you are in the Columbia, South Carolina area, we have a Pamper Me wellness retreat coming up. It's very similar to what we did for our Mother's Day retreat, and it is a day of pampering yourself. You can literally get an aroma touch or a massage or a vaginal steam. So you can pick 2 out of those 3 services, vaginal steaming, massage, or an aroma touch. And we end with restorative yoga. We have a vegan meal at lunch. It's just a day of just beautiful, beautiful, like a circle of women, you know, talking and getting to know one another in between their services and just building their self up and getting restored. So we have that coming up. A fibroid awareness event will also be coming up in July. The date is to be determined, but the white dress... July is Fibroids Awareness Month, and I'm putting something on for the White Dress Project. So that's coming up. But you can go to my website under the tab of events, and it will share with you what events we have coming up.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, sis, for being on the show this evening. We've come to the top of the hour. That hour went by fast. So much good information and so many good resources that you left us with. Thank you so much. And we're going to have you back.
Thank you.
So Yes. So, yes, family, reach out to Nicole. And again, if you have a womb, know someone with one that is on the menses, or just sharing this information about what's in the scope and what's in the pad, you know, just having these conversations, because we got to get this out. We got to get this education out to the masses, because we can't continue the cycle of the cramps and of the PMS and the hormone disorders and endo and PCOS. You know, there are things that we can do. We can be proactive in taking our health back. And so, again, Nicole, thank you, sis, for being on the show. And
you're most welcome.
We're going to have you back.
Thank you for having
thank
me.
You, family. Oh, yes, sis, it was a pleasure and an honor having you on. And family, thank you for being with us this evening. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to spend your hump day Wednesday with us. So we will be back next week on Orgasm Life Radio presents Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And next week, our special guest is going to be Graceful Empowerment, where we'll get into talking about the yoni egg and what it takes to be a succulent woman. So you don't want to miss that. So we are here again every Wednesday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we hope, all right, sis, good night to you. And
good night.
You
peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
You as well.
All right. We're going to close out tonight with some internet. The group is called The Internet, and the name of the song is Shatter This.